is Hard Feelings, a podcast for people who take things to heart with Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Well, we're running, so
I gotta tell you something. I smell something cooking, and I think it's a Hard Feelings Mini.
Right out of the Easy Bake Oven, ladies and gentlemen.
Mini Mondays, folks. Welcome back. Another exciting episode of the Hard Feelings Mini Podcast.
On location.
Devoted to the hardest, the sexiest, the steamiest grudges of the week. The emails that we get where you guys tell us what's going on with you. We want to hear it.
Yes.
You can always email us at theheartfeelingspod@gmail.com. That voice you hear chirping in, pecking in, the one, the only, his mama calls him Kevin James Ryan, but we all know him as Kippy.
Hey, first of all, we're in public. Keep your voice down. All right, relax. Hey, what's up, everybody? And also, you don't have to email in. This one came in via Twitter DM.
Look at that, Twitter DM.
We also get them via Instagram, okay. Facebook. Ooh. Somebody knocked on my door, said, hey, I got some hard fucking feelings. I said, buddy, grab a beer, come on in.
Who's that fat fuck friend of yours? I got to get some shit off my chest.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in yet again. This is another installment of the Hard Feelings Mini Teeny Weeny.
The Stingers win this one.
Oh, buddy. The week of the Stingers.
And as you said, Kippy, we're here on location in beautiful Madison Square Park in Chelsea.
Mm-mm.
Madison.
Not anymore.
Whatever. We're in the city.
Flatiron District.
I'm looking at the Flatiron Building right now. An impressive sight of old New York. Skyscrapers. The moon is out. People are out walking around, living their lives. I got Shake Shack to my left, burgers cooking.
I got fat shit to my left.
Fat shit over here, fat shit over there.
Buddy,
let's get into it, man. Mini Mondays, here we go. Kippy's got a steamer. I got the call on the fat phone today. Get down to the park. We got a hot one.
I got one on the line. Dancing off the back of the boat, Daddy-o.
Get the net.
Get the gaff. All right.
All right. What do we got here? The grudge of the week, the mini Mondays.
Hold on. Fill that air for a second. I just want to make sure that.
I think as everybody knows, all the names, all the locations, Okay. Everything's going to be fucking changed, okay? We protect the innocent here at the Hard Feelings Podcast.
Sure.
These are stories of every man, every woman. All right, to connect everybody together and show the things that make us the same. We all go through the same things, whether you're a guy, a girl, whatever you are, it doesn't matter.
Enough of your pandering bullshit. Shut the fuck up. This one's coming from, let's call it Sheila.
Uh-oh.
In Rhode Island.
There's no Sheilas in Rhode Island.
Oh, Sheila.
Tell me what your problems are.
All right. This comes in. Hey, guys.
Okay.
My hard feelings recently got crept in while I wasn't looking.
Ooh, a sneaky hard feeling.
Buddy, they're the worst. Because then they grow, and then next thing you turn around. What the fuck?
I hate that when you're having a good day, and then something just sneaks up on you and fucking ruins it.
Yeah, it's normally you for me. Turn around, you're in my cubicle. Get the fuck out of here.
You want to get some lunch?
Yeah. All right. My hard feelings recently crept in while I wasn't looking. In the form of my ex.
Okay.
Permanently returning to Rhode Island.
Okay.
Out of the blue.
Okay.
And hitting up my husband to hang out.
What?
Yeah. All right. There is no one less I'd like to share my family with. Family. So now this married.
Uh-huh.
Kids, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And this fucking jerk-off comes and thinks, hey, I'm going to hang out.
I got questions, though.
All right, well, I'm not there yet.
Okay.
There are a ton of reasons my ex hates me.
Hates you?
Oh, fucking Sheila. Keep the legs closed, you know what I mean? No, I'm kidding.
Sheila, breaking hearts.
There are a ton of reasons my ex hates me. I'm not saying he isn't justified. I'm just saying he needs other friends that I didn't marry. Full disclosure, my spouse used to be my ex's best friend.
Oh, Jesus.
Uh-oh. One of the many reasons my ex hates me.
Okay.
But still, that's reality. That's
fine.
Man,
yeah, that's the way it goes. People meet each other, and they're in the same circles together, and people fall in love, and people start fucking.
This one hit a little too close to home to me and old Hank, actually.
All files have been deleted.
Control-Alt-Delete. The very few times I've been around him over the years, So years, I mean, this is like years ago. Okay. The very few times I've been, I mean, obviously he's married with kids, I think. The very few times I've been around him over the years, we don't even speak to each other. He barely looks at me. If we're the only two people in a room, one of us leaves.
Okay. I get that. But you have operate in the same social circle.
Yeah, of course. It's just, I got no hard feelings, but like.
I mean, obviously there is hard feelings, but.
I mean, in the sense of like, yeah, like, I'm not going to sit there and publicly call you a fucking asshole, a jerk off. Like, we can be civil.
Sure.
We're going to be civil in the same room, but like, also at the same time, I'm not fucking like, hey, how was your day today type bullshit. Like,
gotcha.
Hey, I'll be there, but you fucking do you over there. I'm going to do me over here.
Yep.
If we so happen to pass.
Bump into each other at the fucking.
At the water cooler. Yep. Hey, you know.
The sour cream and dill dip. You fucking take a scoop and keep it moving.
Of course.
All right.
A few years ago, he told my husband he'd forgiven him. So I guess there was a little backdoor hanky-panky, maybe. Ooh. I don't know. I'm speculating. That's the world I like to live
fucking
in. You know what I mean?
Spicing it up in Rhode Island. I'll tell you that.
Woo! Oh, baby.
Oh, I love these minis.
She also said, don't talk. She said, don't beat me up too bad. So let's be a little nice.
Not.
Yeah, of course. A few years ago, he told my husband he had forgiven him, but hasn't said anything to me. It's really awkward. Yeah, you can't forgive, you know, the ex-boyfriend can't forgive the husband and not her. You know what I mean? Like, if you're over it.
No, he can't. No. He doesn't. I can see where he's coming from. He forgives the friend for falling for her, but at the time, him and Sheila were in a relationship.
We don't know that. It could have been after.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You
well,
know
yeah,
what I mean?
It
could have been
after,
like 6 months after, or we don't know.
Yeah, he's just being a fucking
but even still,
hard case.
You can't, you know.
You can't forgive one without the other.
Exactly. All like, right. that's you're being a fucking lunatic if you're doing that.
Therapy's paying off for Kippy, huh?
Hey, buddy. I've been down this road before.
we'll talk about that.
With someone else on this podcast.
We'll talk about that.
All right.
Kindred spirit, me and Sheila.
Eskimo brothers, me and you.
Oh, me and you?
Yeah.
Oh,
for you, not me.
Two little peepees, one Filipino.
Two little peepees went to the market, one stayed home. okay.
Go ahead.
I just get a really creepy feeling in my stomach. Exes are always trouble. Most of the time, that is very true.
Yeah,
sure.
And you never know what the reasoning is, and you know, what's he saying, or is he going to say something insignificant from years ago that maybe the husband doesn't know?
Yeah, like
that doesn't need to be brought back
but
up.
But then she's going to react to, and then she's like, "Do I say something to my husband? Do I not cause a stir?
What I'm saying is like, what if the guy starts hanging out with the husband, and I'm like, you know, he says he's over it, yada yada yada. Couple months, they got a couple beers. Oh, I bet you didn't know that she did this.
Of course.
And then the husband goes home. Now what's he got? Now,
yeah,
wait,
he used to rob banks or something?
Yeah, yeah. Just to fuck her over.
Of course.
And he didn't mean to do it, but maybe he wasn't as, he didn't as let it go as much as he let on.
Of course. I mean, if you don't get back in that fucking circle like that. We'll get in.
No,
we'll,
you don't
on.
Get
we'll,
back
yeah,
in that
we'll,
circle.
That we'll get to that in a minute. This is where I know she's a full-blown Looney Tunes, and I like her.
Okay.
What am I calling her, Rhonda? No, Sheila from Rhode Island. She goes, do I go on a preemptive strike?
Puts her heroin in his car, call the cops.
There's a pound of Colombian Bam Bam under the trunk. Do I go on a preemptive strike, throw down some rules, show up at every single event so they can never talk about me, hide in the bushes, tracker device, etc.? You know, obviously...
No. No is the answer to that
definitely
question.
Some ground rules, I feel.
Absolutely.
Or a conversation. Conversation has to happen. Okay, but it's also... Do you get to ban your ex from hanging out with your current partner?
Yep, you could.
And really, why would you want to hang out with your ex's partner? Fucking so true. I'm pretty sure... I just want to make sure we're running there. I'm pretty sure we've all damaged each other enough. That's fucking pure logic.
What a good way to look at it.
There's no one else for him? Question mark? Am I being a complete shit? It's giving me hard feelings... Even though I caused them to begin with. Do I get to start making the rules here, or do I have to back off and give my ex his friend back?
No.
And then she says, P.S., the only right answer is to hide in the bushes. All right.
Do you want to take the lead, or? Because
there's a lot to unpack.
Concise opinions on this.
Sure, you can go.
Number one, I'll say this. Okay, and now I'm not like this, but as the wife, okay, she has a family, she has kids, all that kind of stuff. She has every right to just to say to her husband, listen, I don't want this guy in our lives anymore.
Yeah, she should have a conversation with him.
Yeah, of course.
With the husband.
You have a conversation with the husband and just say, listen, I understand. I don't want to be an asshole. Fucking, if you guys want to hang out, it'll probably run its course anyway.
For sure.
You know, because he's just back in town. Maybe that's what it is. He comes back
into town.
They
haven't been friends for a year. They don't need to be seeing each other every day or talking every day.
Once you get married, you're the fucking boss. And, like, you know, he's the boss of you. You're the boss of him. The most important thing is your family. You don't fucking need that.
You don't need some fucking...
And you don't need anything to fucking...
Some carny going town to town.
Yeah, you don't need that kind of fucking pressure. And I'm sure your husband would want 100% understand if you said, listen, I don't mind you guys fucking hanging out. But, you know, the past is the past. Fucking, that's it. I don't want to come home and, you know, I don't want this guy thrown in my face. You just set fucking ground rules and that's it.
Of course. Well, there should be ground rules and they should be like, yo, if, you know... If he's wherever you're at, like, I'm not going to tell you to go come home.
Of course.
Or fucking, you know, you can't go there because Steve's there. Yeah. But, like, if you guys want to go out and have drinks or whatever, if everybody's going to watch the game, for sure. But, like, he's not coming the fuck over. You two aren't going on fishing trips. You know, like,
and
whatever.
You know,
like,
not for
casual friends.
Not for nothing. If this guy's single, you know what I mean? Do you think this guy's going to give
it? Not for nothing. What the fuck does this ex... Go find some other friends.
No
Where the
shit.
Fuck did you come from?
But listen,
that you didn't have that. Like now, you need the same guys that used to. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yo,
take a walk.
If the ex had a family and was moving back with the family, all right, that's a little bit different. But if this guy's single and all of a sudden he's like, yeah, come on, we'll go out and get some drinks. Do you think that guy's going to be a good friend if fucking her husband gets wasted or something like that?
Not,
he's going to let him fucking make a mistake.
Of course.
To fuck her over.
Of course.
You got to fucking be careful of that.
It's weird altogether. You should definitely have a conversation with the ex, too.
100%.
Like, with the ex.
With the ex?
Well, yeah, why the fuck not?
No. I would say
so what,
don't
so
even bring the ex involved into it.
No.
Because that's how far removed the ex is. This is her family. This is her husband.
Yeah,
she
that's
talks
why she
to
should,
him.
That's why she should fucking tell him, hey, listen, I don't care that we're hanging out. You know what I mean? If you're around this social circle. But listen, we're not going to be fucking besties. If that makes you fucking weird, you're not going
to
be besties with
my husband.
I don't
think he wants to be besties with her.
Whatever.
I think he's trying to manipulate the husband.
Okay, that's a one of a big. How am I supposed to argue that? I don't. You just made that up completely.
What I'm saying is she doesn't have to talk to the fucking ex.
Okay, you can say that, dum-dum. I can also say she should talk to the ex. What do you think? He cracked some grand fucking scheme to manipulate the husband?
That's the way I'd be thinking. And it sounds like fucking Sheila's thinking the same thing. Don't.
Why? What did she say to indicate that?
She's talking about hiding in the bushes and shit, and her fuck, and her radar's up. If her instincts are that this isn't good, it isn't good.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, obviously, it isn't good, you dumb fuck.
Okay.
But at the same time, she can have a conversation. She can, like,
what would you say to the ex?
I would just say, listen, man, you want to fucking come back here? Sure, that's fine. But, like, you know, these are my friends. This is my family. These are my friends. We were here for fucking years without you. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to come or if you're at the bar where everybody's at, that's fine. But, like, you know, we're, you know, you're an outsider. Like, you're not fucking... You know what I mean? You're not infiltrating this fucking unit that we have here.
I mean, I would say the only unit that she has grounds to say don't infiltrate is
her
family.
I get that. No, it's also her friends, too.
Yeah,
for sure.
She can say that.
I'm sure her friends would side with her.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, yeah, this is fucking strange. We're friends with fucking Sheila. And now Sheila's that. Like, Sheila, if you're not okay with this, we're not okay with this.
Yeah, let's. Hopefully that's what the case is.
That's what I would fucking say. First of all, this guy sounds like a fucking douchebag.
Yeah.
Fucking take a walk, buddy.
Yeah.
I would say something to your husband. If the fucking problem escalates, I would fucking go to him and be like, yo, dude, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Manhattan.
There's some lovely ladies walking around this park.
Turning heads over here.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I definitely talk to the husband.
Yes.
You should definitely, first of all, you should definitely be concerned with what his motives are of coming back into the fucking, into the fold. Definitely talk to your husband. Express how you feel to your husband. See what the fuck he says. It might check it there, and that's fine, and they, you know, after a month or two, they stop hanging out or whatever, fine. But if it becomes a problem, I would 100% talk to the fucking ex. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. That's good. And we have some firsthand experience with this. Kevin dated a young lady, and after that, I dated her. So, you know, we know how it is.
And still do.
I love her, man. Got the raw deal on that one, didn't I, huh?
Talk about raw.
I love you, baby.
Does she listen?
No, not anymore.
No, but I mean, yeah, in that same thing, like, yeah, there was definite weird tension, you know.
You don't really have any hard feelings towards her.
No. I mean, at the time, it was like, well, what the fuck?
Huh.
I mean, we've talked about this. This was years ago.
This was years ago, yeah. But, I mean, Sheila and the listeners of the Hard Feelings podcast might not know this story.
Sure, sure, sure.
This was kind of the genesis of our original podcast. This all kind of went down around the time when we started our old podcast.
But...
So we get it.
I mean, yeah.
We get what it's like.
There was definite hard...
But we also don't run in the same social circles, really. You know what I mean? Like, that's a... You're living in Rhode Island. You're probably living in a small town. Or
sure,
If you're in Providence or whatever, you know what I mean? You got to deal with this. We're running around like fucking cowboys out here.
Sure.
If you're a real person.
I know, but like the first few times back hanging out with your, or seeing her. I mean, we were also kind of working together at some point.
Yeah.
In some capacity. So it was like, yeah, it was,
yeah.
And it was
definitely
awkward.
Again. I love you.
All right, shut up.
I'm just saying.
Right, that's fine. This isn't about you for once. Jesus Christ.
I'm Sheila's ex.
But, yeah, there should be, between an ex, that's a bit weird. Well, I guess in this situation, I would be the ex. You're Sheila. And your girlfriend's the new husband.
So if you wanted to start hanging out with...
I wanted to start hanging out with you guys...
You wanted to start hanging out with her.
No, with you, with both of you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wait.
You're always welcome at our home.
No, thank you.
Yeah, you want nothing
to do with this. I get in there, you tie me up for some weird fucking Filipino threesome. Get the fuck out of here. Not doing that.
Get the butter.
Yeah.
I think it's even weird that, like... I mean, I have 86 whole groups of friends over fucking breakups. And, like, when there's a breakup, you split things up. You take the records.
I'm loyal.
You take this. You take, you lose the friends, too.
I'm like Kramer. I'll snub you in the street.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I did it to my brother's ex years. This is like fucking 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Friend's ex?
But
get
they had
the
gotten,
fuck
I didn't know
here.
They were still, like, together. Like, there was like they were broke up and then they had started seeing each other a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, they were, and then I didn't know they had started seeing each other. And I saw her on the street and she's like, "Oh my God, Kevin, how are you?"
Spinger
that was
her face.
Fucking iced her. Like, she did, like she was a statue. Just fucking walked right by. And my brother hit me up the next day. He's like, Did you just snub whoever? I was like, "You damn right I did."
Snubbing Gail Cunningham.
He goes, "I respect that." You know what I mean? I'm like, "Hey, fuck her. Take a walk." But, yeah.
Because I have a couple
of... That's messy, but that's what breakups are. And they're not real fucking true friends. A lot of times, they're friends by fucking...
Yeah.
If you didn't go into the relationship with the friends...
Yes.
And then they break up, those people aren't your friends.
Yes.
You were only friends with them because you were together or so-and-so.
But I stay away from fucking certain social situations with exes from, like, high school, of, like, my high school crew that all hangs out together, and they all live together and stuff
Wait,
like
you
that.
Wait, you're still holding grudges from high school?
No, I don't hold grudges. I'm just saying, but, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I know that, like, we had a bad relationship, and if she's there with her husband or whatever, I'm not going to go fucking showing up and throwing it in anybody's face. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, some big-time actor, comedian comes rolling into town.
You think some guy that's married to a chick you used to fucking throw it in is afraid of a fucking 42-year-old fat waiter at Bear Burger who does open mics and fucking theater and fucking community theater? You think this guy's probably like a steel baron or something. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying.
No, I don't. I think if I met somebody that I used to date or see or hook up with ex now, I'd be like, I'm fucking an adult.
Hey,
I'd be like, hey, I wouldn't sit down and be like, hey, do you want to split a pizza or something? But, hey,
no,
how
that's all right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, hey, how you doing? You know what I mean?
Man.
You guys need a drink or something?
Fucking in the 90s, Wissick in high
hey,
school.
Hey, Deb, you want to go into the bathroom and take another run at it? You know what I mean?
Wissick in high school in the 90s, buddy, emotions ran deep. All right? It was like a Bob Seger song
back then.
Yeah,
so did The Blow. The Blow and the fucking Wild Turkey.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Little Mad Dog Deuce.
But I would love to know, I would love some more details.
We always got to have some more details, Sheila. So, let us know if you can, if you want to.
But
the exact circumstances of the menage a trois, as you'll say, what the time were. Did you guys break up and then you started seeing your
ex? Even if they did,
ex?
That's years ago.
Yes.
Like, so you shouldn't feel any responsibility
no,
for these.
No, no.
I think
Sheila thought we were going to commit her. We're not coming at you at all.
No.
We're 100% on Team Sheila.
Sheila, you're in
Fuck
Rhode Island living your fucking life.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, fucking some cowboy rolls in and you got to like fucking.
Johnny rolls back into town like, yo, buddy, let it go. It was fucking years ago.
To say that to you about high school. You know what I mean? So it's like. Definitely talk to your husband. I'm sure he'll be on the same page with you. just be like, you know, this fucking guy, what are you all supposed to sit down and have Thanksgiving dinner together?
Yeah.
Tell this fucking schmuck to take a walk.
Yeah.
Have your husband be your first line of defense. If he doesn't fucking, if that doesn't work.
But definitely don't do anything, you know, don't do any freakouts or anything. Let it play itself out. I guarantee
it will die.
By Thanksgiving, he's not hanging around. And if he is, this guy's fucking snooping around for something.
Yeah, but for sure, you definitely have a right to have your fucking guard up. Your husband should, too.
I'd like to know, were the husband and this guy in touch with each other, why he was gone? Like, are they that good of friends? Or
I would doubt
it. Is all of a sudden this guy just popping back in? Oh, hey, what's up?
Yeah, it's probably that.
Yeah,
if he
fuck
just moved
this
back
guy.
To the area, you know what I mean?
Sheila, you're a princess. Don't worry about it. You're up there breaking hearts in Rhode Island. Give us a follow-up on this.
Yeah, give us a follow-up.
Shoot us a DM, like to know how it plays out.
And by the way, everybody was trashing that crazy guy from the Tinder one as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Everybody's like, that guy needs some fucking help. if you haven't heard that one, go back and listen.
Wait, was that the one with the old lady would
yeah, kept
swiping
on him? Yeah, that might have been
him?
2 ago. I forget. I don't know. Go back and listen to the old episode.
A lot of stories out there, man.
Buddy,
I love it. Keep them
happy
coming.
Happy to help. Happy to help. But that's it, guys. Sheila, we appreciate the
we're here
the
for you, Sheila.
Yeah, let us know. And
TheHardFeelingsPod@gmail.com.
If you have we get other littler ones that we don't always get to on the regular one.
We'll get
to
them.
We'll get
to
them. We'll try. But also, if you have a longer one that you think may or may not be, fucking shoot it over.
This
and
is a great
we'll definitely
one.
Do it. We appreciate everybody listening. Also, go fucking review the podcast on iTunes. You are listening on iTunes right now. It's literally 3 clicks on your thumb. You'll be done in 7 seconds if you do it now.
Throw a 5-star on there.
5-star review.
Follow us on the gram.
We're getting more. We're getting a few more every day. Just fucking do it. Stop being a fucking asshole. We appreciate all the support. But we got fucking corporate. Fucking OG Podcast
Breathing
Network.
Down
Breathing
our fucking
down
necks.
Our fucking necks, all right? We appreciate everybody.
Peace.
Love yous.